We're here for a Tuesday table read. It's Batman. It's the Dark Knight. Playing Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman, is the cool, the calm, the collected Tyler Werner. And I know you're pumped up for this. I mean, you get to be Batman. How could you not be excited?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been Batman since Halloween years ago.
Exactly.
So there we go. It works out.
Elon Lyft is the glue tying it all together. He is our narrator, and I will be playing Heath Ledger's Joker. It's going to be a fun one. One of my favorite movies of all time, Batman, The Dark Knight, TTR, coming your way. Elon, take it away, my friend.
The overhead lights come on. Batman is behind him. The Joker blinks in the harsh white light. Wham! The Joker's face hits the table, comes up for air. Crack! Crack! To the head. Batman is in front of him. The Joker stares, fascinated, bleeding.
You know, you never start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy, and then he can't really feel the next...
Crack! Batman first smacks down on the Joker's fingers.
You see? Huh.
You wanted me. Here I am.
No, I wanted to see what you'd do. And you didn't disappoint. You let 5 people die. And then you let Dent take your place. Now, even to a guy like me, that's cold.
Where's Dent?
Look, these mob fools want you gone, Batman, so they can get back to the way things were. But see, I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things forever.
Then why do you want to kill me?
Kill you? I don't want to kill you. I mean, what would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, no, no. You complete me.
You're garbage who kills for money.
Don't talk like them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be. See, to them, you're a freak like me. They just need you right now.
He regards Batman with something approaching pity.
But as soon as they don't, they'll cast you out. Like a leper.
The Joker looks into Batman's eyes.
You see, their morals, their code, it's a bad joke. Dropped at the first sign of trouble. You know, they're only as good as the world allows them to be. And you'll see, because I'll show you. When the chips are down, these civilized people... They'll eat each other. You see, I'm no monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
Batman grabs the Joker and pulls him upright. One of the detectives moves for the door. Commissioner Gordon stops him. Batman hoists the Joker up by the neck.
Yoink!
Where's Dent?
You have these rules, and you think they're gonna save you.
I have one rule.
Then that's the one you'll have to break if you want to know the truth.
Which is?
The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules. And tonight, you're going to have to break your one rule.
Batman leans into the Joker.
I'm considering it.
Well, there's just minutes left, so you're going to have to play my little game if you want to save one of them.
Them?
Now, for a while there, I thought you really were Dent, the way you threw yourself after her.
Batman drops the Joker, rips up a bolted down chair, and Gordon moves for the door, but Batman jams the chair under the doorknob, picks up the Joker, and hurls him into the two-way glass. The glass shatters. The Joker, bleeding from the nose and mouth, laughs at Batman.
Look at you go! Now does Harvey know about you and his little bunny?
The Joker smashes into the wall, slides to the floor. Batman stands over him, a man possessed.
Where are they?
He grabs the Joker, holding him close.
Now, killing Batman is making a choice.
Batman punches the Joker across the face.
Where are they?
The Joker feeds off Batman's anger, loving it.
You have to choose one life over the other. Your friend, the district attorney, or his blushing bride-to-be.
Batman punches the Joker again. The Joker laughs.
You have nothing. Nothing to threaten me with. Nothing to do with all your strength.
Spits a tooth.
But don't worry. I'm going to tell you where they are. Both of them. And that's the point. You're going to have to choose.
The Batman stares at the Joker.
Now he's at 250 52nd Boulevard. She's at Avenue X on Sierra, 88.
Batman drops it.
Oh!
I'm going for Rachel.
Acting! Woo! Snaps! Snaps all around. Now, I also want to let you know, you may have heard a lot of furniture crashing over here.
It's violent.
Huh? A lot of smacks, a lot of cracks, a lot of pops, but no Jokers or Batmen or narrators in this case. There was a lot of elbows flying. No one was harmed in the recording
we'll
of our
Tuesday
table.
We'll have to stop to Home Depot or anything or local hardware stores after this.
Now, definitely our most violent of all the Tuesday table reads. It was rivaling the intensity that we had in the courtroom read from A Few Good Men, but never were there actual blows being struck on any of the individuals here during our Tuesday table read. So the first time we had an actual fist fight over the air, but Tyler and I still maintaining a nice 6 feet distance. Social distancing was in effect for the Tuesday table read. So I hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to Josiah. We'll talk to Alan right after a quick little break here on Talk It Out, a Tuesday edition, another Tuesday table read coming to an end. How do we do, folks? We got to get in roll. Tyler as Batman, one of his favorite costumes growing up. Me as Joker, one of my favorite costumes growing up. What were some of yours? Who were some of your role models? And is the film industry changing? Give us a call here, 610-374-8800, 1-888-401-0459.